From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama is reassuring Britain's new prime minister that the BP oil spill will not affect U.S.-British relations. In their first substantive telephone conversation since David Cameron took office, Mr. Obama said BP is a multinational company and the U.S. does not blame Britain for the spill. The president has sharpened his attacks on BP in recent days while oil continues to gush into the Gulf of Mexico. Many Britons are concerned the criticism will hurt millions of British retirees who hold BP stock. Meanwhile, the U.S. government is intensifying pressure on BP to come up with a better plan to contain the spill. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, BP now has a deadline.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral James Watson is the federal on-scene coordinator for the oil spill. He sent a toughly worded letter to BP's chief operating officer, saying the company needs to come up with a more aggressive plan for capturing the oil spewing from its broken well within 48 hours. He complains that BP's current plans are based on flow rate estimates that have since been revised upwards. BP laid out its plans in a letter to federal officials earlier this week, listing several operations that will eventually increase the amount of oil it can capture. Tamara Keith, NPR News, New Orleans.
Search crews in Arkansas are working higher along riverbanks in hopes of finding more survivors from yesterday's deadly flash floods at a campground. NPR has learned three more survivors were discovered today. NPR's Wade Goodwin says one survivor barely made it out.
One guy came up to a store here, and he was completely naked. And he said, you know, when I started out from the campground, he said, I had a pair of shorts on, but I have no idea what happened to them.
Crews are using horses, kayaks, and all-terrain vehicles in their search. 17 people are known to have died in the flood. The father of the 16-year-old California teenager who was stranded in the Indian Ocean in a crippled sailboat for 3 days says he does not regret letting her try to sail around the world. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, Abby Sunderland was rescued this morning.
French fishermen pulled Abigail Sunderland from her damaged yacht amid turbulent waves in the southern Indian Ocean. French authorities call it a delicate operation in which the fishing boat's captain fell into the ocean during the rescue. Sunderland's father, Lauren, says he's thankful his daughter was saved after her boat's mast collapsed and she battled waves 30 feet high.
We're just ecstatic that she's alive and well and has survived the ordeal that she has encountered.
Abigail Sunderland's boat was about 2,000 nautical miles from the western coast of Australia when she was saved. She'd been trying to become the youngest person to sail around the world alone, nonstop, a title her brother held briefly last year. The trip sparked a debate over the wisdom of teen sailors attempting such a journey. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Kyrgyzstan is being rocked by more ethnic unrest today that's left at least 65 people dead. Jessica Gallagher reports officials in the Central Asian country are asking for Russia's help.
Interim President Roza Utunbayeva says that officials are unable to stop armed gangs from burning down homes and businesses of ethnic Turks in the southern city of Osh and surrounding neighborhoods. Utunbayeva asked for the Kremlin's help, saying that outside forces are needed to get control of the situation. The ex-Soviet state declared a state of emergency on Friday after rival gangs started fighting with each other using guns, petrol bombs, and iron bars, among other things. Kyrgyzstan has been in turmoil since then-President Kurmanbek Bakiyev was ousted by opposition in April. Most of the violence has occurred in the southern part of the country, which is seen by many as Bakiyev's power base. Russia's press service says that Utunbayeva and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin discussed the issue over the phone, but no details about the conversation were released. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Pilots for Spirit Airlines are on strike. They walked out this morning, forcing the airline to cancel all of today's flights. The United States and England have tied in their first World Cup face-off since 1950. The score, 1-1. A military ceremony in London today, marking the 84th birthday of Queen Elizabeth II. It isn't actually her birthday, that's April 21st. But since the 18th century, British monarchs have held an official national birthday celebration in June in the hopes that there'll be good weather for public events. The weather was good enough today as ranks of soldiers, uniformed in scarlet tunics and bearskin hats, marched in London for the occasion. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.